Hey everybody, welcome to another Trainlang podcast. I'm very happy today to be joined by my good friend, Stefan. How are you?
Hello. I'm good, Matthew. I'm happy to do this podcast with you.
It's been a while, I think, huh?
It has been a while. I think we were wearing jumpers when the last time we did that. Now we have our fans on.
My word. So many things have changed. But here we are, still talking about English.
That's good.
Good. And Stefan, today we've got a really interesting subject to talk about. Can you tell the listeners what it is?
Yes, we're going to talk about gerunds and infinitives. In Spanish, we can call them gerundios e infinitivos. And it sounds complicated, but it's quite easy.
There we go. Very good. Well, to start, let me just do a little bit of our publicity. Bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainlang. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Nuestras clases con método único tienen las mejores reseñas de academias en Google. Pruébalas gratis.
¿Y Stefan?
Gratis, amigo. Tu palabra favorita, ¿no? Tu futuro está solo un podcast de distancia. There we go. Very good. Okay, Stefan. Vamos a hablar un poquito de gerundios y infinitivos, como dijiste, pero vamos a hablar sobre películas, ¿no?
También, it's true.
También, yes. Okay.
Do you like watching films, Matthew?
I do, yeah, I really do. On the weekend, I like watching films, yeah. Especially, do you know what? It's better than watching England play football at the moment.
So
I'd take a film every day over that. Yeah.
Actually, I was just telling one of my last student before the podcast that I would love to watch Spain against England play. My heart would be like divided. I would celebrate every goal. If Spain scores, then I'll celebrate. If England scores, I'll celebrate.
Oh, my day. Stefan, I don't think I could cope with that because Spain would destroy England at the moment.
I don't know. Then this nearly in the semi-finals. So
yeah.
Anyway, talking about films, let's not go off topic. The last film I watched was King Kong and Godzilla.
King Kong, right? Okay.
I like films like that. Films that are my wife says deep. Yeah. I like silly films like that. You just enjoy it and laugh at them, man. They turned King Kong into Iron Man.
Into Iron Man?
They did a kind of mixture between King Kong and Iron Man. You have to watch it.
Okay. I have to be honest, I do like those kind of, for the same reasons. You don't have to think, no? It's just pure entertainment. So, yeah. Well, we've got some interesting films to talk about. Films that are going to help our listeners with their English. And we've got a little dialogue set up, Stefan.
Yes.
Now, the name has been changed to protect the innocent, no, or the guilty. I was initially going to be Alice.
And I was Bob. But we've changed the names.
Okay, good. Right. So, Bob, are you ready?
I'm ready, Alice.
Hey, Stefan, how are you today?
Hi, Matthew. I'm good, thanks. I watched a British movie yesterday to improve my English. Do you have any other recommendations?
That's great. I suggest watching The King's Speech. It's a good movie for learning English.
That sounds interesting. What's it about?
It's about King George VI. He has trouble speaking, but he needs to give a speech during World War II. The acting is very good, and the dialogue is clear.
I like historical movies. Watching movies like that helps me understand English better and the culture. I remember watching Pride and Prejudice, and I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it?
I did.
Okay. Yes, Pride and Prejudice is a great choice. I have to say this is part of the contract. By the way, do you like going to the cinema?
Yes, I do. I went to the cinema last week to see an American movie. It was really exciting.
Which movie did you see?
I saw Inception. It's about dreams inside dreams. It's a little complicated, but I enjoy trying to understand it.
Inception's a fantastic film. You know, sometimes trying to understand complicated movies helps improve your language skills. Stefan, do you also speak English with friends?
Yes, I try to speak English as much as possible. I like talking about movies because it's fun and useful. I also listen to English podcasts to improve my listening skills.
That's a great idea. Speaking of podcasts, have you listened to the latest episode of Trainlang?
No, I haven't. What did they talk about?
Well, in one of the latest episodes, you can learn English while solving the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. It's true crime and learning English at the same time.
Well, that sounds perfect for me. I'll listen to it tonight. I want to improve my English as quickly as possible.
You'll do great. Keep watching movies, listening to Trainlang podcasts, and speaking with friends. Learning English can be fun.
Well, thanks, Matthew. I will.
You're welcome, Bob. Let's watch a movie together soon.
That would be awesome. See you later, Alice.
See you. Oh, I love it when you call me Alice. Thank you, Stephanie. Very good.
Hey, Matthew, just before we continue, let's do a short pause. Y hacemos una pausa para que no os olvidéis de, por favor, suscribiros a nuestro podcast. Además, si disfrutas nuestro contenido en plataformas como YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch, por favor, no olvides dejarnos un like, aunque sea por Matthew. Y si quieres aprender otros idiomas, también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts de chino y japonés en Hangyu Chinese School y de inglés en Trainlang. Así que no te los pierdas.
Oh, fantastic, Stefan. Thank you very much. Okay. Bueno, I think we have to just have a look now a little bit at the grammar from our conversation, Stefan. Starting with los gerundios. And we have three points to remember that can help us with the gerunds. For example, when we can use them. Do you have point number one there for us, Stefan?
Yes. But before that, let's remember what gerundios are, I think, because... It's a complicated name. And gerunds are just a verb with ing. That's it.
Okay.
For example, eating. Eating is a gerund. Okay? So we're going to be looking at eating or to eat. Cuando usar uno, eating. Cuando usar otro, to eat. And the first one is after a preposition. For example, in the text we said, I suggest watching the king's speech. So... aquí, watching, sigue el verbo suggest.
Okay, good, Stefan. Thank you. That's nice. Vale. The next one, gerunds. We can use them as the subject of the sentence, como el sujeto de una oración. And here's the example from our conversation. Watching movies helps you understand English better. So we use the gerund watching as the subject of that sentence, ¿no? That's watching it. Movies, there is el sujeto de la oración.
Y podríamos poner otro ejemplo para que lo puedan entender también. Por ejemplo, Matthew helps you understand English better. Aquí el sujeto eres tú. Matthew helps you understand English better. Pero cuando normalmente el sujeto es una persona o una cosa, ¿sí? Pero cuando el sujeto de la frase ahora es un verbo, okay, pues lo ponemos en ing. For example, we can say Jonathan is boring. Jonathan is boring. Don't worry, we'll tell Johnny about this. This is an example.
Oh, man.
So we can change Jonathan for a verb like running. Running is boring. Okay. So whenever it's a verb, we use a gerund. And the same happens when it's the object of a sentence. And I think that has to do with number three. Do you want me to explain it or?
Hey, well, Stefan, you're flowing. Please continue. I'm enjoying this.
Perfect. So when it's the object of a sentence, we also use a gerund. For example, I love coffee. I love coffee. Coffee is the object, is the thing I love. But if I change the object for a verb, so I love drinking coffee, then we use a gerund. We don't say, I love drink. No, I love drinking, because that's the object. But it only happens with a set amount of verbs, doesn't it?
Right. Okay. Very good. Very good. And maybe this is why sometimes it feels difficult to use them correctly, you know, to remember which verbs we use them with. But we do use them with verbs that are very common, like enjoy, like, hate, love, practice, prefer. So when we use these verbs, they're followed by a gerund. I love recording podcasts with Stefan, for example.
And if you want the full list, it's on our campus.
Great. Very good. Very good. Okay, so that's the gerundios. Let's move on to the infinitives, no? Okay, and again, we have 3 points that can help us with these. Point number one, after an adjective. Okay, so for example, in our script, we mentioned about looking at movies, and I think you said, Stefan, it's really exciting to see a new movie. So we've got the adjective there, exciting. It's exciting. And we follow that with the infinitive. It's exciting to see a new movie. Can you give us another point for the infinitives, please, Stefan?
Yes. So we use infinitives when we want to express the reason or purpose doing something. For example, Alice said, I went to the cinema. Okay, and now she gives the reason, or you gave the reason. I went to the cinema. Why? To see a new American movie. Okay, and so whenever we want to, queremos explicar la razón o el propósito de una acción, usamos un infinitivo. For example, I have one here that I saw before. Here, they decided to stream movies at home. Okay, they decided to stream movies at home. To save money on tickets. ¿No? Así que ellos decidieron ver películas en casa para ahorrar dinero en entradas. Or for example, I learn English at Trainline to improve as fast as possible. Okay, things. So reasons, purposes, to infinitive.
Fantastic, Stefan. Thank you. They're good examples. I like those. Okay. And number three, we want to keep in mind that we use the infinitive after certain verbs. Especially, I think, useful to have in mind the verbs want and need. We use those a lot, and they're followed by the infinitive. For example, you mentioned there about learning English. Maybe we want to learn English or want to improve my English quickly. So here we have, I want to, followed by the verb improve in the infinitive. And the same with need. No? Stefan, I need to go on holiday. I need a holiday. Oh, man, badly. Okay.
Talking good. Of that, my mom last week was on holidays and she kept sending me pictures of her at the swimming pool while having a barbecue with friends. And I was stuck in here with the fan on.
Oh, the temperature rising.
I need to go on holidays also.
There we go.
It's really interesting also that there are some verbs, okay, that depend, they can be gerund and infinitive. And depending on if it's a gerund or infinitive, the meaning changes.
They're really interesting, those.
They are. And they're fun to teach. I always have fun when I teach those.
Okay.
For example, stop. Right. Matthew, stop doing that or stop singing. It means stop completely. Or, for example, I can say, I was driving and I stopped to take a break. So stop with a gerund is stop completely. Stop with infinitive is that you stop for a moment to do something else and then continue.
That's a nice example. I like that. That's good. That's easy to understand. Some of them sometimes can be a little bit tricky to understand. For example, remember.
And forget.
And don't forget. No. So if you want to understand or learn how to use remember with a gerund or remember with the infinitive, I think you should book a lesson at Trainline. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Good, Stefan. So what have we seen in the pod today?
So first of all, we have seen a dialogue about movies, which, by the way, I've seen The King's Speech and I liked it.
It's a good one.
I remember my mom watching Pride and Prejudice, and it's not for me. It's not a good one. I don't like it.
Yeah, there's not enough fighting. I don't think.
But it's a good one to understand culture. That's true. I mean, well, that's true. How things used to be. Then we've seen gerunds and infinitives, what they are, and how to use them.
Yes, very good, very good. Those three quick hits that we had for the gerunds, after prepositions, as the subject, you explained that nicely, or the object of a sentence, and then after certain verbs. And what were the three points for the infinitive?
So after adjectives, like it's easy to understand, or it's difficult to try. Also, when we want to express reason or purpose, I went there to tell him in person. And again, after some special verbs like want and need, I want to go, I need to try. And the list of these verbs is also on our campus, so you can book a lesson.
Fantastic. And that brings us to the final point, Stefan. If our listeners have enjoyed today's pod, and maybe now that it's summertime, you've got some extra time and think, you know, I'd love to improve my English or learn Chinese. Stefan, what do you recommend?
So please go to www.trainlang.com. And there you can book your first lesson for free. And you'll see what our system is, how we do it. You can get to know the teacher. And you won't regret it. You will learn something for sure.
Guaranteed. Stefan, thank you very much for your help today. It's been good to see you.
And you take care, Matthew.
See you next time. Goodbye.